Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations, continuously looking at Hurricane Laura, the latest information. We have a brand new forecast for 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern, 150 mile an hour winds. That has not changed. So still an extremely powerful hurricane with catastrophic impacts still on the way. 939 millibars. We are now 75 miles south of Lake Charles, Louisiana, moving north-northwest at 15 miles an hour. So let's take a look at the satellite. You can see the large nature of the storm. You can see the center right there. You can see that eye. We can actually look at the temperatures of the storm. It gives a really good look at the structure of the storm. So getting closer and closer to making landfall here. We expect that later tonight and into the early mornings on Thursday, with time start seeing more of these winds reach the coastline. If you actually look at the radar depiction here, you can see some of these rain bands. We've been talking about the intense rain right around that center, but look at these rain bands. You can see these rain bands stretching out well away from the center. You can get water spouts, you can get tornadoes and torrential rain, and also some of those tropical storm force winds and eventually the hurricane force winds around that center. This is the brand new forecast that we have that I wanted to share. You can see some of those tropical storm force winds pushing their way into Louisiana and also portions of Texas, right there in the portion of Texas, the upper Texas coast, with time staying a hurricane. So let's follow the time here. So landfall in the next few hours over into the early hours of Thursday, and then over at 7 p.m., still a tropical storm in Arkansas. 7 a.m. Friday, we still think some of those winds could be tropical storm force strength. So follow that inland, and you could get some of that heavy rain, but you put the wind on top of that. That's what really can cause some problems when you start thinking about knocking over trees and power lines, so we can see those significant impacts inland. Rainfall totals could get 5 to 10 inches of rain in some of these areas, and even potentially 15 inches of rain. So expect flash flooding, not just on the coast. Portions of East Texas, all the way up into Arkansas, and Central Louisiana, all the way to West Louisiana, just a significant amount of rainfall. Another way to look at this as well is really looking at areas that could experience flash flooding. This is from the Weather Prediction Center. Large area, anywhere in this right here, high risk, right along the coast in southwest Louisiana, over to the upper Texas coast, but a large area, that moderate risk that stretches inland from Texas into Arkansas, even up into to Kentucky and Tennessee. So the storm surge, still expecting life-threatening storm surge and not survivable storm surge. These values here, the Bolivar Peninsula, 6 to 9 foot of this storm surge, 10 to 15 over a large stretch of the coastline from Sea Rim State Park over to Intercoastal City. But some of this area, Johnson Bayou over to Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge in Louisiana, 15 to 20 foot of storm surge, life-threatening storm surge, dangerous situation. But let's look east, all the way over to Intercoastal City, to Morgan City, even over there, 8 to 12 foot of some of this storm surge. Well inland, and we think about where I-10 is right here, you talk about how far inland this can go, 40 to 50 miles in some cases, all these bayous, all these rivers, storm surge is gonna follow. Very dangerous situation, you gotta be in a safe place. This has been Ken Graham with the latest on Hurricane Laura from the National Hurricane Center.